The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Thursday afternoon. But if you promise not to tell anybody, we're going to pretend it's Friday. Yeah, why would we do that? Well, because I'm not going to be here live tomorrow. Tomorrow's Good Friday, and I am so pleased and thankful that our company gives us tomorrow off. So for us, tomorrow is a wonderful holiday as we, it sounds strange to say that we are celebrating Good Friday, understanding the indescribable pain that Jesus went through for us, but we do celebrate. We commemorate, we remember, and we celebrate the victory that was won at Calvary on our behalf. So anyway, we have tomorrow off, and Friday is usually open phones, so we'll do that today. Open phone Thursday. All right. It'll be open phone Thursday. Speaking of tomorrow, at 5 o'clock, I have a very special Good Friday message for you the entire hour. If there is any way that you can be listening tomorrow from 5 to 6, I encourage you to do so. A very special Good Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Now, I don't want to mislead you. I recorded it today, but we're going to air it tomorrow. 5 to 6 p.m., a very special Good Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. So mark it down. Be listening tomorrow at 5. And you might want to tell others as well. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Special Good Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. And please, folks, be in church this weekend. If your church is still not meeting inside, then certainly be a part of the streaming service. I would suggest you find a church that is meeting inside and be a part of Easter Sunday celebration. Do that. All right? I hope you will. I hope you will. The George Floyd murder trial continues in Minnesota. I want to proceed cautiously and carefully, and I want to repeat what I have said several times. My only desire and your only desire should be that the truth would be presented in this trial. Whatever that means, that the truth would be presented and that justice would be served. That should be what any of us want. Now, most people have already made up their mind whether Chauvin, the former policeman, he is guilty or not. Most people have already made up their mind. I have not made up my mind, but I pretty much know what the verdict's going to be. If that makes any sense. The way this is being handled is very sad in some instances. Like here in the state of Ohio, a Jesuit priest at Xavier University is comparing the trial of George Floyd to Jesus Christ. What? Yeah. A Jesuit priest, David Inkazakis, I'm probably slaughtering that pronunciation. His last name is Inkazakis, said this on Twitter, and I quote, "Jesus Christ and Derek Chauvin are on trial this week. If the justice system lets Derek Chauvin walk free, then we will have chosen Barabbas over Christ once again." This is a Jesuit priest comparing George Floyd, and it is incredibly sad that George Floyd died. It's incredibly sad when anybody dies. But I got news. He was not Jesus, and neither is anyone else. Can I repeat this tweet again from a Jesuit priest at Xavier University? "Jesus Christ and Derek Chauvin are on trial this week. If the justice system lets Derek Chauvin walk free, then we will have chosen Barabbas over Christ once again." Now, not only is that, I believe, blasphemous, it also presupposes what the facts are concerning the verdict, the trial, and so forth. And when the news media and activists have already made up their minds long before we knew any facts whatsoever, many people made up their mind about the innocence of George Floyd and the guilt of Chauvin, the police officer, because of the race of the two involved. That was their only criteria. And that's sad, folks. And let me repeat, I want the truth to be brought out, whatever that is and wherever the truth takes the jury and the court, and I want justice to be done. Now, some new details are coming out. We now know from the medical examiner's findings, this is the autopsy, Dr. Andrew Baker, the Hennepin County medical examiner, has released his autopsy, and George Floyd had, and I'm quoting, a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. Now, the medical examiner made it clear he does not know whether the fentanyl killed him or whether the police officer's knee on his neck killed him. He says, "I don't know." But here is what the medical examiner said, and I quote, speaking of George Floyd, "If he were found dead at home alone and no other apparent causes, this could be, it could be acceptable to be called an overdose. Deaths have been certified with levels of 3. He had a level of 11 of fentanyl in his system, and three can be fatal. The medical examiner went on to say that is a fatal level of fentanyl under normal circumstances. However, I am not saying this killed him. Now, I want to make something clear. George Floyd was a drug addict. George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. So he was not acting rational by any means. He was extremely high. He was out of his head on drugs. Does that justify a police officer putting his knee on his neck for 8 minutes? No. But it certainly adds to what the jury is going to have to consider. And also, the chant that so many people have used, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. George Floyd was recorded in the police body cam of shouting that in the car before he was apprehended. Again, that's just fact. So a lot of people just want vengeance. I hope that all of us want truth and justice. And let the truth come out. Good, bad, and indifferent. On the police officer's side, on George Floyd's side, let the truth be known. All right, we're going to take our first break. The woke crowd is turning on itself. Yeah, strange story out of Illinois. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Now, normally you would think that Barack and Michelle Obama, former President Obama, would be the king and queen of wokeness. I mean, you know, they were way out in front of this whole woke movement. But they're not woke enough from some of the other wokies. Is that a word? Wokies? Yeah, well, this is bizarre. And I think about the only good news about this whole woke thing is that they are so crazy, so loony, so unbalanced that once you start traveling down that leftist woke trail, you can never go far enough to please some of the woke people, wokies. Let's invent a new word. The wokies. All right. Not to be confused with the Wookiees in the Star Wars thing. Anyway, in Waukegan, Illinois, school board members want to change the name of Thomas Jefferson Middle School. Why? Because in their wokeness, well, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Now, regardless of his later years in life and his desire to set slaves free, that doesn't make any difference. In spite of the very positive accomplishments, that doesn't matter. They are woke, and so they cannot allow Thomas Jefferson Middle School to continue to be called Thomas Jefferson Middle School. So they have demanded a name change. Well, Illinois school board members said, let's call it Barack Obama Middle School. The first black president, the king of wokeness himself, uber liberal left wing. Let's call the school Barack Obama Middle School. Oh, not so fast, not so fast. Some of the wokies who are a little more woke than the other wokies. I guess there are degrees of wokeness. Okay. Immigration activists in Waukegan, Illinois, have rejected a proposal that would rename a local middle school after former President Barack Obama. Waukegan School Board member Edgar Castellanos said at a board meeting, and I quote, "I will not be a part of renaming a school after someone who did not and does not represent the undocumented community." That would be illegal aliens. I don't think I have to interpret for you folks. The undocumented community, or the people breaking into our country illegally. "I will not be a part of renaming a school after someone who did not and does not represent the undocumented community," said Waukegan School Board member Edgar Castellanos at a board meeting, according to ABC7 in Chicago. Then Julie Contreras of the group United Giving Hope said, and I quote, "If you're removing the name of Thomas Jefferson, one oppressor, the name of Obama is another oppressor. And our families do not want to see that name." Really? Yeah, evidently the king and queen of woke, Barack and Michelle Obama, are not woke enough for some activists in Waukegan, Illinois. So there is a battle brewing whether the school will be named Barack Obama Middle School. You've got to be entertained. And, of course, this happened out in San Francisco, too. The woke crowd out there wants a whole bunch of schools in San Francisco to be renamed, including Dianne Feinstein Elementary School. Who could be more woke than Dianne Feinstein? But not woke enough to please some of the San Francisco Board of Education members. Yes, the woke crowd truly eats their own. Strange. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Lord willing, when we return, very special guest. All of you are familiar with Focus on the Family. This is live radio, so I always say Lord willing, but we'll have a special guest when we come back.